Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Grow Deep Podcast. Ako si Matthew, host of the Grow Deep Podcast, and we're welcoming you in this episode na meron kami today. Pero ang kasama ko today ay...
Hi, I'm Bethel, and I'm a counselor and a teacher.
Hello, I'm Denmark. I also just press play, and I'm a pastor for youth and young professionals.
Perfect, no? Guys, ito yung pag-uusapan natin today. Meron kaming listener na nag-message din sa amin who really asked for advice regarding a situation that he was going through. And tuwan-tuwa kami every time na magsisend kayo ng message sa amin kasi nakakapag-usap kami tungkol sa mga bagay na alam namin diretso makakatulong sa inyo. And so really just wanna read this message from our listener who sent this message, I think, 2 weeks ago, guys. No? Yeah. Let me just read this. No? I'm 20 years old, sabi niya. I had my first girlfriend this year. And she was not just a girl that I met online or at the streets. She was my childhood friend. And ganun ka-solid yung relationship nila. Okay? Last year, sabi niya, I admitted that I liked her and I decided to court her. Courting for me was a big deal, even though I'm young. So, ibig sabihin nito, seryosong-seryoso siya dun sa relationship nila. Mm-hmm. No? Naging kami rin right after because sinagot niya rin ako agad. Okay? And I'm from Mindanao, and Mindanao din sila, yung girl, at that time. But after niya akong sinagot, lumipat sila ng Manila, okay? At dun sila nag-settle. Yeah. I invested all my time preparing because gusto kong sumunod. So he wanted to go to Manila, and yun rin ang gusto niya. But months later, napadalas yung away nila dahil LDR din ang dami daw misunderstandings. Okay? So this episode, this is what we want to talk about, no? Long distance relationships, particularly because we really want to address the message that we received from our listener, no? So let me ask you, Bethel, no? Kasi itong LDR, I think a lot of people are going through this kind of relationship right now, lalo na sa pandemic. Pero that just got me thinking, from a counseling point of view, why can an LDR relationship get complicated? Kasi marami akong naririnig na nagsasabi ang complicated ng LDR, kung pwede lang wag na, wag mo talagang papasok.
Example lang natin, complicated na.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, ano ba ang why can an LDR relationship get complicated?
Yeah. So not only from a counseling point of view to, no, tong mga sasabihin ko, but also from personal experience. So, may hugot tayo pa.
So, wait, ako rin, na-experience ko na rin maging LDR eh.
Ayun so, pala. So, yeah. So, we've all tried, you know, we've tried it. And you know, I think for the most part, yung mga papasok ng LDR, they think that they are the exception to the rule. And that's good. Meron yung kaya natin
may fighting chance.
May fighting spirit. No? But the reality is, hindi mapipigilan yung changes in life circumstances, right? So, together kayo, so nangyari together kayo, tapos nagkaroon kayo ng two separate lives. Right. And so, that just complicates things. So, my first point here would be just, you know, changes in career, in personal growth. So, ikaw, yung let's say, ikaw yung lalaki, nag-grow ka, no, kung ikaw yung lumipat, no, or ikaw yung umalis sa isang place, nagkaroon ka ng new friends, nagkaroon ka ng new things to do, tapos yung isa na pag-iwanan. So nagkakaroon ng not only physical distance, pero nagkakaroon ng distance dun sa mga personal experiences. So that in itself creates chasm, not only just physical but emotional, no? Kasi in a relationship, it's very important that you have common experiences. And you have history, shared experiences. Exactly. Tapos nandun din yung busy, naging busy ka. So noon, magkasama kayo lagi, di ba? Lagi kayong nag-uusap, punta kayo ng park, ganyan. Pero dahil magtalayo, hindi na pwede. And nobody really talks about this. But under dun sa change, no, is change in feelings and emotions. So depende kasi yan sa personality ng isang tao, depende kung kaya niyang maging mag-isa lang siya. Tapos, correct, depende mm-hmm. din kung lagi siyang, meron din yung mga tao na kailangan dependent talaga laging nandiyan sa tabi niya, no? So, depende yeah. yan. So, tapos, akala mo kaya mo, no? Yun pala hindi. And because of that changes, so that goes to my second point, which is you're realizing that hindi mo pala kaya. Na akala
mo,
so
Superman after all.
Exactly. Na parang, oh,
I understand what you
ito.
Mean.
Right?
Yeah. Diba, yes, parang, kasi yes. halos lahat ng tao na pumapasok sa LDR relationship, very positive sila, lalo na kung galing sila sa transition na magkasama muna sila, kagaya nung listener natin.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag magkasama kayo and you know you're there and you're physically with each other, all the hopes and dreams are alive,
yes.
di ba?
Yes.
So, pagdating dun sa adjustment na magiging magkalayo na kayo, you cannot avoid that one day it will sink in that mm-hmm. things are really different.
Yes.
Now that you are in an LDR relationship. LDR relationship, very ano na. Oh. LDR, oh. LDR na kayo. Okay. Yeah. So,
and on yeah. top of that, no, so yung changes in life circumstances, changes sa feeling, ang parang smoking gun, kumbaga, is the inability to communicate, right? So
right.
bad
oh,
communication
hey, yes.
practices. Mm-hmm. So parang right. sasabihin na, ah, sorry, hindi ako, sorry, hindi ako online ako, pero hindi ako online. You know, I'm not paying right. attention to my phone or whatever. Sorry na,
okay.
I missed your call. Mm-hmm. Tapos hindi ka na parang scene. Alam mo yung pinamasakit? Yan
na. Ito na. Here we go. Here we go.
Ito na.
Scene. Scene zone, right. diba?
Scene zone. Right. Scene zone.
Tapos,
right.
walang follow-up. Right? So, parang ikaw, mm-hmm. Parang, okay, ano nangyari? Diba? So, doon napapasok yung mga emotions.
Buti nga may right? scene zone pa eh. Ngayon nga, yung nauuso, inbox ka lang eh. Notif zone ka nga lang eh. May kita right. nila, labas ka sa notification, tapos, that's it.
Correct. Right.
Hindi na, right. hindi mo makikita na scene na nila, but they know. I know
or
they know.
Makikita mo na natanggap nila yung message pero hindi nila babasahin.
Right. Ma, oh, ganyan.
Sa
yeah.
so WhatsApp may ganun eh, no? May ganun eh. Sa so WhatsApp yeah. may ganung feature. So medyo, mm-hmm. alam mo yun, mas masakit kasi yun eh. Eh tayo pa naman mga Pilipino.
Relax.
Na
chill lang, chill. Chill lang, chill.
Medyo passive aggressive tayo, right? So we don't right. really go for just ask the question. Hindi tayo nagsasabi ng kung ano ba talaga yung nararamdaman natin. So that heaps, you know, and doon na yung mga problema. And the lack of communication yeah. is just, again, the smoking gun. So I would say that mm-hmm. those three things, Matt, just complicates
yeah.
the already complicated, you know, world of LDR. So
very, very complicated. I want to add to the lack of communication kasi people think that lack of communication is just about, you know, talking. Like,
yes.
okay, nag-phone call naman kami or nakapag-chat kami. When we say lack of communication or bad communication processes, and when you're in an LDR, you know, you would realize the communication was great because you could see all the cues that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Pagka nag-uusap kayo in person, nakikita mo talaga yung body language niya. Mm-hmm. Yung mga, you know, how the face, how her face shows emotions, her partner says things, nararamdaman mo lahat yon.
Mm-hmm.
Pero when you're in LDR, and meron kayong mediation ng communication ninyo, like you're going through Zoom, Messenger, mm-hmm. Ano pa ba yung mga
Viber,
communication? Duo, ganyan, yeah. no? Mm-hmm. Either video or voice call. You think you could handle communication when mm-hmm. you're in LDR, but you would realize that communication is more than just about saying the words.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I think that's why it's very complicated because it's not just communicating, it's also the gap in between the communication that you have with each
right.
other. And napaka-importante nun. Ayun, yes. yun yung nawawala. Diba? Ikaw, Pinen, yes. what do you think?
Hey, oo. Mahirap din. I was thinking while you were talking about bad communication habits or bad communication practices, isa din siguro dyan na mapapansin yun na pag meron kang problema, ayaw mo rin sabihin or pag may issue kayo. Because when you're in an LDR, you're like walking on eggshells.
Right.
Na if you step on something or if you tilt the boat some way or another, ang mangyayari bigla dyan, baka mawala siya, baka mag-break kami, baka maghiwalay kami, no? So
correct.
Instead of
yeah.
you screwing up or just mixing the social code, the status, no? Gagawin mo na lang, hindi, sige, I'll just be quiet. I'll just write it out. Pero ikaw yung ano ka na, meron ka ng nararamdaman, and we sometimes think that we could hide it or suppress it, pero unti-unti siyang nabubuo until eventually, boom. Yes. Surprise! Ito na, no? And yun yung isa sa importance talaga ng communication. Either it's good, not just by talking, not just by saying hi, ganyan.
Mm.
Or kamusta ka na, or how are you, no? Meron din na you say what's wrong, no? I think na that's also important. So, that's my few input on that topic, no, na communication. Important talaga yan, no? Hindi natin maiwasan.
Pero ito tanong ko, no? Baka kasi may mga listeners tayo na wala pa talaga sila dun sa relationship na committed na. Maybe they're still going through a courtship phase or a dating phase.
Mm-hmm.
Alam ko uso yan ngayon, online dating, na-meet mo siya sa isang app, no? Doon kayo nagkakilala.
Sa ML. Nakita
mo yung profile niya, ganyan, no? And you're just courting each other from afar and you haven't really met each other. You're looking forward to that moment when you will meet. Pero everything right now is great, di ba? Parang, oy, okay, vibe, nagva-vibe kami sa chat. Okay yung mga video calls namin, ganyan. And I think it's good to be able to talk about what advice can we give to a person who's in a courtship phase, no? From afar. Piden, ano mga advice mo sa mga ganito? Nagliligawan sila pero magkalayo sila sa isa't isa, or nililigawan siya pero magkalayo sila sa isa't isa.
Either by, gaya ng sabi kanina ni Beth, by work or circumstances na nagkalayo kayo, or simply because na pandemic, no? You can count that as LDR. Kung kayo ay nagliligawan, kung kayo ay nandun pa lang sa stage na bago kayo mag-commit, bago magsabi ng yes yung babae, minsan yung lalaki, no, siya yung nag-yes, pero it's a different topic. No? So bago ay dumating doon, sa tayo na, oo, no, yung getting to know each other, ang isang maganda dyan, like we said earlier, no, you communicate frequently. And gaya ng nasabi namin kanina, hindi lang communicate na nagsasalita kayo, nagkakamustahan. When it comes to communication, you become transparent with your feelings also. Ano yung talaga nararamdaman mo, kung malungkot ka, kung galit ka, kung it bothers you. No, kahit na, yun nga, yung pinag-usapan natin kanina. Pag long distance yan, kasi ayaw mo guluhin eh. Kasi baka napaka-fragile, baka pag may nasabi kang mali, maghiwalay na kayo. No? But it's important to really be transparent kung ano yung nararamdaman mo. Kasi nga malayo na nga kayo, hindi naman kayo magkikita at maayos niyo agad. And the only way that you can fix this issue is if you really talk about it.
Right.
You know? And part dyan is you managing your expectation doon sa nanliligaw sa'yo or nililigawan mo.
Yeah.
You know? Baka naman ini-expect mo sa kanya, meron ako kakilala, as in, nung nagliligawan sila, LDR, man, 24 hours, naka-on yung Viber, naka-on yung chat.
Whoa!
I promise, kahit maliligo, ilalagay niya lang dun sa counter, pero naka-on yung Viber. Liligo siya. Tapos lalabas. Yung your presence lang na marinig niya yung what's happening. Okay na sa kanya yun, no? So you manage it. Baka na-expect mo na ganun kayo, pero wala naman pala siyang load. Tapos magagalit ka sa kanya, no? Or like what Bethel was saying, na ini-imagine mo na kaya niya maging independent pala. You picture this person as an independent person na hindi naman required na laging mag-report, laging mag-tuwag, no? And then biglang hindi pala siya ganun. So, manage. You talk about ano bang kaya mo. This is what I bring to the table. Ito yung ini-expect ko sa'yo. It's really important, lalo na sa long-distance relationship, kasi nga, susceptible siya to a lot of things. Madaming misunderstanding. Like kanina lang, no? You use any medium, Viber, Messenger, kahit anong emoticon ang ilagay mo dyan, kahit gano'ng kadami, may tinatawag tayong concept na lost in translation.
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Ang example niya, pag sinabgot mo yung K, ang daming ibig sabihin ng letter K, mamili ka, no? That's an example of you communicating absolutely, but not really being transparent.
Right.
K ka na pala, no? The second thing is, while nagliligawan kayo, or nandun kayo sa phase na yan, no? I think may maganda rin sa LDR na magkalayo kayo, kasi it's your time to grow and know who you really are, no? To mature yourself. Ah, ganito pala ako. Hindi ko pala gusto na malayo sa isang tao. Kailangan ko pala na malapit sa isang tao, no?
Right.
Ito pala ako, hanggang dito lang yung tolerance ko. Dapat, ayoko ng araw-araw kinakausap. Ayoko
ayoko ng clingy.
Ayoko ng gano'n, di ba?
So,
while you're doing this, don't only focus din, dun lang sa naliligaw sa'yo or nililigawan mo, you get to grow yourself also. Ano pa ba yung gusto ko? Paano nga pag dumating sa situation right. na hindi kami magkasama, can I entertain myself with hobbies?
Right.
Can I sustain myself with something else na na pwede kong gawin? How am I with my friends? Matutokso ba ako pag lagi kong kausap ng taong to tapos wala siya, no? So you grow, you mature on your own.
Hey, Joe and Rica here. Are you enjoying this episode? Hope you can also check out our podcast where we talk about a bunch of stuff that we're currently into, our topic of the day, and we can also answer questions from you. Anything goes.
Anything Goes with Joe and Rica is available wherever you listen to podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this one.
Tingin ko, isa yan sa mga talagang malaking chance mangyari, lalo na sa LDR courtship, is that you make so much space for your LDR courtship that you begin to sacrifice personal development and growth.
Yes. No?
Tama. Tama.
Dahil kasi inaantay mo eh. Inaantay mo mag-chat, inaantay mo mag-text. Mm-hmm. And usually nangyayari yon kapag ka hindi ka nakapag-set ng plano mo sa buhay.
Yes.
No? Lalo na in a courtship phase, no guys? Pag nandun kayo sa courtship phase, it can go either towards becoming
anywhere.
You becoming a couple. Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Or towards you becoming strangers again.
Wow. Yes. Oh, yes.
Strangers again.
Grabe na. Grabe so, tayo na to strangers na again.
Kaso ang nangyayari madalas, ginagawa nating mundo yung yes. tao
yan.
Na hindi
yan.
Pa naman talaga in
siya
a commitment
dapat.
With us. Yeah. But we don't know if it's karapat-dapat. Not yet.
Tama, tama. Right?
At least. No. But the mistake is making that person your world very early on in your relationship journey.
Yes.
LDR, courtship, LDC na yun, no? Long distance courtship.
Courtship.
No? Long distance courtship is not a relationship. Even you're having a relationship with each other, that's what you want to happen, ideally. Pero when you're still in courtship,
it's
you
still
have to
not
recognize
a relationship.
It's not your priority yet. Ang priority mo pa rin sa sarili mo is who you are. You know, who you are as a person. And I know you, diba, Denmark, you would agree with me that even if you're married, you still prioritize yourself. You don't lose that, diba? You,
of course.
That's still one of the things that you hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is many people adjust in the courtship phase instead of in the relationship phase.
Yes.
Courtship pa lang, in love, patay na, nag-a-adjust na agad. Nag-a-adjust na agad. Ah, okay. Kung kinililigawan niya na ako ngayon, therefore, ito yung magiging trabaho ko, dito ako mag-work, ito yung course na kukunin ko.
Nako, yan na.
Alam mo yun, yung mga ganyan, those are great decisions to make, but if you do it at the wrong phase of your relationship,
yes,
it's gonna be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to speak into what you mentioned a while ago, transparency. And this is something that I think is also important in the courtship phase of a long distance arrangement. No, kasi pag nagliligawan kayo, whether in real life or in long distance setup, you change. Okay, mm-hmm. You change as a person. So, for example, you're talking with someone from afar and nagkausap kayo ganito, eto ka, no? Ganito yung plano mo sa buhay. Parang sa tingin mo, oh, it's possible I would get to go to Manila, you know, for example. Or, it's okay, if I'm going to Canada, I can go home once every year for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Pero then again, that's where you were when you started. And then after a year, after 6 months, you would realize, ang mahal palang umuwi. It's gonna cost me like 40,000-60,000 pesos to come home, diba?
Yes.
And then you would realize, I don't wanna spend that much money in a courtship phase. Okay? It's not my priority.
That's good, no? In a courtship phase, that's good that you emphasized it.
And what people will do is, they're gonna hide it. They're not gonna be transparent.
Yan.
Hindi nila sasabihin na, you know what? I think, you know, when I mentioned that I can go home at least once a year, parang hindi na ako willing gawin yun. Hindi nila sasabihin yun. You know, that's, and that's wrong. That's wrong. Yes. It's not being transparent. And I think that's what's important when you say transparency. Ayun lang, gusto ko lang baka may i-add ka, Bethel.
Ako, sige, Bethel, ikaw, bago
yeah,
ka.
I think, yeah, I think because yun din yung point ko kanina, yung non-confrontational tayo. Right. Ayaw din natin na nasabihin yung totoo. I mean, we're not lying, but we're afraid.
We're omitting.
Right. We're afraid of the consequences kung ano sasabihin natin. So, minsan, we're beating around the bush, which then makes it more complicated, right? Parang, ano ba right. talaga yung sinasabi mo? So, I think, yeah, personality and just awareness that we tend to do that as well is just good. Kasi, baka sa kanya, yung taong sinasabi na nagsasalita, transparent naman ako ah. Pero yun pala, hindi pala nakukuha nung kinakausap niya kung ano ba talaga yung sinasabi niya. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
Great.
Yung aking siguro magko-connect dito sa communication transparency at saka know your self-worth. Dadagdag ko lang din yung sinabi niyong dalawa. Ako ito kasalanan ko to noon. No. And I learned from
this. Thanks for being honest.
So yeah. At least meron tayong meron tayong totoong example, baka sabihin nila baka lutag-lutag lang yung example. Hindi ito. I'm guilty of this since I don't wanna rock the boat or lalo na kunyari lalaki ka ayaw mong paiyakin yung babae. May mga ganyan pa tayong concept na minsan na gusto natin sabihin na hindi. Wait, may ganyan tayong concept na gentleman ako. Hindi ako magpapaiyak ng babae. Mm-hmm. So ayaw natin iguluhin, no? Hindi tayo nagiging honest. And what I did was I rode out the relationship until magsawa yung babae or mapikon sa inyo babae, magkaroon siya ng reason na siya yung mag-initiate na mag
makipaghiwalay,
makipag-break up sa'yo.
Right.
And sa akin, hindi ko na-address yung self-worth ko noon na ito pala yung tawagan sa'yo nung kaibigan ko dati. So, patayuan na kita ng statua kasi tagal-tagal nyo ng ganyan ilang ginagawa mo ilang taon na, no? So, gagawa kita ng altar, sabi niya sa akin, gano'n.
Yeah.
But, that's part of it. Communicating, being transparency, managing your expectations, knowing who you are. You have to do, you have to grow in that relationship kasi napaka-fragile talaga in reality ng long distance relationship.
Right.
No, hindi mo siya maano. And the last, since we are still a Christian podcast, I still believe na all of this is really difficult, but to make it a little bit easier, I'm not saying that it will be the answer to everything, you also both have to pray together. Dapat, right. Tama sinabi ni Matt yung kanina, ano ba yung gusto nyo pareho, no? Baka nagkahiwalay na kayo. So at least when right. you're communicating and talking with each other and you're praying together, maganda yung prayer eh. You're focusing on one direction, no? Kung saan talaga kayo dadalhin. And maganda rin dyan, if ever na habang nagpipray kayo, eh meron na talagang nagsalita sa inyo na hindi talaga kayo magsasama.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At least, di ba? Hindi in the courting phase, at least hindi na wasted yung mga time na yan. Kesa yung ginawa, yung ginawa ko na I wasted a lot of years just trying to ride it out. Eh yung palang kasama ko, hindi rin sumusuko agad. So,
pareho kayo nagtitiis.
So, okay. That was wasted years that could have been with that person that I'm supposed to be with. No? So,
right.
Those are my advice. No, I think if you sum it all up, just be honest.
Yes.
No, be really honest and transparent with who you're courting or your long distance partner. Kung wala na talaga, just talk about it. And that's better than just being quiet or sweeping it under the rug. So
and be open about it, you know. Especially in the courtship phase, gusto ko lang sabihin sa mga LDR, lalo na ngayon, with the use of technology, don't do anything stupid.
Yes, that's another thing. That's good.
I mean, if you're being courted and you know how people today they cross the line early. You know,
I just wanna
put it out there, guys.
Because it's digital and hindi naman kami physical, eh, so digital naman siya. So that's okay, no? It's the same.
Don't cross that line. Don't. If you are in a courtship phase, and you know, I know you trust that person this much. I know you really like to be intimate with someone, but don't, and I'm sorry for the word, but I must say it this way. Don't do anything stupid, please.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send inappropriate photos.
Or text.
Don't send inappropriate videos because it's for your safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming normal nowadays to do that early on in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it's like very important that like it's the way to buy the person, to get mm-hmm. the person to like them more. You know?
Lalo na sa LDR, yan yung pang come on mo, di ba? Right. Pwede mong sabihin na, oh sige, para hindi ka umalis here. No? Nagiging transactional tuloy yung love nyo or yung relationship nyo.
Okay. And when I say this, I really care more for people who are considering to do that. We don't want you to get in a situation where you would regret that you mm-hmm. sent something that can be, you know. In the Philippines, people care very, very little for another person's privacy. And it's becoming an issue. We've had numerous issues.
Yes.
Right? Major news about this. And we don't want you getting into that situation. That's why we want to talk about this in this episode. Please don't do anything stupid with long distance online relationships.
Remember, when it's on the internet, it's there forever. There's no permanent delete in the internet. It's just floating somewhere.
Okay, yeah. So let's go now to I think no, Bethel and Denmark, yung value ng relationship, whether LDR or IRL in real life.
In real life.
Okay, too many letters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that honoring each other mm-hmm. is a premium. You know, you mm-hmm. have to uphold that.
Kuya Matt, may tanong ako dyan. Paano ba ibig sabihin ng honor? Kasi we say it, but somehow minsan wala tayong picture, kahit it's vague picture na kung ano ba ibig sabihin ng honor. Sige nga,
paki-share
sa amin.
I wanna say, kasi sabi natin kanina, know your self-worth, but part of honoring is also knowing the worth of who you're being courted with or who you're in a relationship with. Madalas kasi ngayon sinasabi na, oh, you know, oy, ikaw lang importante. Unahin mo sarili mo.
Oh,
bala siya.
Okay,
you know,
parang
may ganun yun eh. May mga ganung kultura Pero tayo dito sa Grody Podcast, ang paniniwala natin, pareho kayong importante. Pareho kayong may dignidad. Pareho kayo na merong future. Pareho kayo na, you know, meron kayong value. And you have to uphold that. You have to keep the dignity, the value, and the worth of your partner. And you have to watch out for it. So honoring is both, you know, knowing the value of your partner or your partner-to-be, and at the same time, it's caring for that honor in such a way that you will not do something that will compromise the person early on in the relationship. And when I say early on, you act accordingly to your relationship status, no? 'Di ba? Alam na natin 'yan, yung sabi nga ni Ramon Bautista dati, 'di ba?
Magselos
ayon sa relationship status.
Tama.
No?
Tama naman. Sabi
natin dito,
yun,
mag-act ayon din sa relationship status. Kung courtship pa lang kayo, huwag kang gagawa ng mga bagay na para sa mga in a relationship na. Kung in a relationship na kayo, huwag kayong gagawa ng mga bagay na para sa mga kasal na tao lang. And that's honoring. It's knowing your where and what are the boundaries of what you can do together and to each other in a relationship. And people
can I
say,
add something? Can I add something?
Yeah, sure.
Before
go
I go. Kasi nung pinag-uusapan to, lalo na sa pag may ikakasal ganyan, ano ba ibig sabihin ng honoring, no?
Yeah.
Sa akin, ang isa kong natutunan, to put it simply, if you honor someone, proprotektahan mo na walang masasabing masama sa kanya.
Right.
No, para ganun, either sa pamilya niya, either sa pagkatao niya, how she dresses, how he dresses, how he talks. Kahit na alam mo pangit yung ugali niya, hindi mo siya ibibitin at i-air out as dry laundry, dirty laundry, no? Ipoprotektahan mo pa rin, yung honor mo pa rin siya na, yeah, siguro kahit ganun, maybe there's something going on na hindi natin alam. At least hindi mo siya sinabi, oh nga, ganyan siya, no? So when it comes to honoring someone, ideally, pinoprotektahan mo na walang masasabi sa reputasyon niya, walang masasabi sa pagkatao niya, na yung kinakasama mo, madami nang naging ano yan, ganyan, no? So, hindi mo na yun, inaalis mo yun. Hindi ka nagbibigay ng dahilan para magkaroon ng isusumbat or masasabi sa nililigawan mo kung kayo ay LDC or sa ka-LDR mo.
Yeah.
Mahirap yun kasi malayo talaga eh. Hindi ka naman pwede pumunta doon physically at sabihin mo, hoy, tigilan nyo yan ha. Kasi hindi yan totoo. So, in your case, be careful what you post, kung ano yung sinasabi ni Matt kanina, kasi that's part of honoring, even
right.
honoring the parents, no, na
right.
pinanggalingan nung nililigawan mo or nung ka relationship mo. So yun, gusto ko lang share yun kasi ako, I had a difficult time learning. Ano ba ibig sabihin honor? Alam ko yun eh. Alam ko na mababasa ko yan kung saan honor. Pero the actual reality of it, ito pala yung ibig sabihin nun.
Correct.
Kung puprotektahan mo yung partner mo, wag gawin mo ang lahat na wala silang masasabing masama sa kanya.
Hey, it's Julianne, also known as Yen. You might know me from TikTok, where I post content about wisdom, wellness, and stories to inspire. Join me in my podcast at Journey with Julianne for even more content on how both you and I can nourish our mind, body, and spirit on this journey called life. I look forward to growing with you. Listen to Journey with Julianne whenever you listen to your podcast. Check me out after listening to this one.
We will give you tips on how you would be able to keep honoring each other and pursuing a healthy relationship kahit na long distance kayo. No, unang-una, and nasabi na rin kanina, so we're not gonna dwell too much on this, set clear expectations for communication.
Yes.
Alam na natin lahat to, communication is important, but what we wanna emphasize in this tip is that you have to set clear expectations. It's important to talk about this early in the relationship kasi it would set the pace for how you communicate with each other. Huwag niyo itong pag-uusapan kapag ka meron ng problema. No? Huwag dun sa moments na, honey, yeah, no?
I gamitin, feel like... Gamitin na natin yung tawagan niyo.
Ah, sige. Ay, hindi, ayoko. Malalaman ang madlang people. Ang dami mga tawagan, ha? Mga tawagan na, yung nung high school ako, tawagan, pilo ko.
Oh my gosh,
I'm flashback now.
Hey, at some point in life, we're all guilty of something like that.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, some people only talk about expectations for communication when they already have a problem. Yeah. You know,
yes.
I feel like we're not communicating. Ano bang gusto mong communication? Ang taas na pareho ng emotions nyo, di ba? So, that is not a good time to talk about this. You have to talk about your expectations early on. For example, kagaya ng listener natin, alam na nila nalilipat ng Manila si Ate Girl, di ba? So, dapat dun pa lang, bago pa sila magka-problema, pag-usapan na natin.
No?
Kasi it's possible that you don't share the same communication style.
Yes.
Like what Bethel was saying a while ago. Some people are okay with texts and chats, you know, even in emojis, okay na sila dun. Para sa kanila, that's already communication.
Yeah.
Pero some people would need a face.
Yes.
They would need a voice, you know.
Yes.
And so that could be a problem if you don't set clear expectations early on. Bethel?
Yeah, and I think yung kalaban ng setting expectations is assuming, right?
Right.
So lalo na pagka friends kayo, matagal na kayong friends, oh, ay, kilala ko naman na siya eh. Or alam ko naman yung gusto niya eh. Ay, ganito, ganito yung gusto niya. Ganito naman siya dati, so magiging ganito pa rin. Lalo na dun sa, ganito kami nung magkasama kami, therefore, ganito pa din ngayon na hindi na kami magkasama.
Correct.
Yeah. Doon, yun na yung kailangan yung pag-usapan kasi nandun na yung naivete na, okay, pareho. It's gonna be the same, right? So, andun yung assumption and kailangan wag mag-assume.
Right.
I think that is, yeah.
And for people out there who are asking, paano ba ginagawa yun? Alam nyo, sobrang ganito lang to, guys, no? It's not complicated. And I wanna give you a tip. Paano siya sinasabi? No? Paano siya sinasabi? Ganito. Mahal, pwede ba natin pag-usapan yung communication natin kapag ka nasa Manila ka na? That's it. That's how you start it. It's not magic.
Inception na yun.
It's not magic. It's not set up. It's honest, gritty, real life. In your face communication of what you want to talk about. That's it.
Hindi siya vague.
Yeah, it's not vague. Hindi siya beating around the bush na paano pag nandun ka na? You have to say it, you pin it, pinpoint it. What do you want to talk about? That's it. So I'm saying you set clear expectations. And mm-hmm. I like what Bethel said, you know, like dalawa kasi yung assumption eh. Assumption that you know your partner so well that you're not gonna have a problem, which is that assumption is unrealistic. Okay, mm-hmm. that's what we're telling you. Pwede kayong magka-problema kahit kilala nyo na ang isa't isa.
Tama.
Bakit? Kasi dynamic ang tao. Maraming yes. pinagdadaanan ng tao. Lalo na sa panahon natin ngayon. Di ba? At pangalawa, yung assumptions din, you have to tame your assumptions in such a way that if you are LDR, pag hindi siya nag-reply agad, di siya nakasagot, don't entertain yun. Assumptions that are
tama. Very, yan, you know, maganda yan.
Hindi siya nakapag-reply, ay, may ginagawa to. Mga ganyan, yes. hindi maganda. You have to tame that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to set clear expectations. How often are you gonna talk? When are you gonna talk? How are you gonna talk?
Yes, yes.
And how long are you gonna talk? When you say how long, grabe naman. Well, di ba? Oh, you have a life to build.
And you commit to that and you honor that time, no? Yun yung pinaka ano no. Uh-huh.
Yeah, even on days off, like when I was in an LDR, we had to really talk about dalawang oras, tatlong oras. Pero on free days, we will talk as long as we want. But that has to be clearly set. So that's tip number 1. Tip number 2 is make intentional time for date nights. Okay? Pag LDR, kailangan intentional. Hindi pwedeng date night lang na wala-wala lang. Anong gagawin natin ngayon? Wala. Wala akong plano. Gusto lang kita makita. Okay din yun. No? Pero maganda na meron kayong real dates. Pag sinabing real dates, yung nag-effort kayo pareho. Uh-huh. Yung nagbigay kayo ng experience sa isa't isa na talagang alam nyo, pinagplanuhan nyo, nagbigay ng effort yung isa't isa. It's important to set aside time for dates, no. First, I know people who go on coffee shop dates. They would go to a coffee shop and both of them will talk over video call, pero pareho silang nasa coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Ah, jahe naman ganyan. Well, hindi para sa kanila, no.
Yun yung ano nila eh, that's what makes them tick, diba? Yeah. That's what makes them tick. So
right.
That works for them at least, no? They made an yung effort na pumunta ng coffee shop. Hello. Diba? Tapos hindi pa maganda yung internet ng coffee shop lagi, no? So second hello, no? Effort yun.
I think ang key dito is yung intentionality.
Yes.
Yung nagbalak kayo pareho. Yeah. Whether it's a coffee shop date, an online gaming date, online board game date, watching a movie date, you know. Ang important dito yung intentionality. O manonood tayo ng movie, bili ka ng snacks. O sige, bibili ako. Sige, alam mo yun, ganun. Kasi it's not really the date, but it's also the planning that you do when you are LDR. Yung right. enjoy, yung na-enjoy nyo pareho na nagpa-plano kayo dun sa time na i-spend nyo with each other. It lets the both of you know that you are still a priority for your partner.
Tama.
Yun eh, di ba? Kasi di ba madalas, no, yun yung nagiging problema eh. I don't know, Bethel or Denmark, if you've experienced this, iniisip ng iba, hindi nyo na ako priority.
Yes.
Paano ba nako-communicate yung priority kapag LDR? Simpleng, hindi ah, importante ka pa rin naman sa akin. Hindi. Di ba? Nandun siya sa effort, dun sa ginagawa mo talaga.
Mas madali na nga ngayon eh. Nung a few years back, mahirap kasi wala namang Zoom, walang Messenger, no? Mahalang data, mahalang internet. So ngayon ang magandang time na hindi ko naman sinasabi magandang time mag-LDR, but mas maraming tools ngayon kung mag-LDR kayo.
Right.
So maximize it.
Totoo yan. So yeah, make intentional time for date nights. And the third one is, and this is very important, listen to this guys, no, have a clear vision for the future of your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is very important. Eto, gusto kong tanungin si Bethel bago ko i-explain. Bethel, sa isang babae, gaano ka-importante yung direction ng relationship?
Very important. Kasi lalo na kung strong independent woman ka, may plano ka sa sarili. Kung yung lalaki walang plano sa sarili, mawawalan ka talaga ng gana. And so,
yeah. And hindi, I think hindi lang gana eh. Yung sense of security mo sa future.
Yes.
Yes. Diba? Ay, yeah. Wala palang plano to si kuya. Ganyan.
Yeah.
Diba? Bakit pa?
Yeah.
Exactly. Sige. Yeah, it's very important. So, it's very important kasi kung dun naka-hinge eh, yung relationship ba. Kung hindi man, you know, coming together in the future, like, you know, reuniting in person, o hindi man kasal, parang andun na yung languish, right? Andun na yung word natin,
right.
Languishing in relationship.
Languish.
So, papasok na yung languishing na hindi na, wala nang balak, wala nang gana. Yung sinabi ko yung word na gana, kasi wala na siyang gana to work on the relationship. Parang, ah, wala pala itong patutunguhan. Why in the world would I invest in this relationship? Right. So, yeah.
And that's true. Kasi relationships aren't just for the sake of relationships. I mean, dapat to may direction. So, kung LDR kayo, dapat malinaw din yung vision nyo dun sa future ng relationship nyo. Pag sinabing vision, basically, no, what that means is long-term plan. Saan kayo talaga papunta? No? How often should you visit each other? Are you really serious about this relationship? If you are really serious about your LDR, hanggang kailan kayo LDR? Kasi
tama.
You cannot be LDR forever. Diba? Okay, so, may mga ganyan, no? Pupunta sa US, kailangan nilang pag-usapan hanggang kailan ka sa US. Mag-OFW yung isa, no? Hanggang kailan ka na OFW?
Yes.
Gano'ng katagal tayo bago tayo talaga ikakasal? Na ganyan. Kasi, yun ang direksyon, no? So, sino ang pupunta kanino? Yung mga ganyan.
Tama. Yeah, that's
kasi,
one of the most difficult things that they have
yeah,
to resolve.
Yeah, I know someone who had a courtship relationship with someone from Canada. And the girl was in Canada. So, sinong pupunta kanino? Sino ang mas may kayang pumunta dun sa isa? Diba? That's a consideration. And if you don't have a clear vision for the future of your relationship, you are setting yourself up for hurt and heartache. Diba? Dalawang H. Hurt and heartache.
Manage your expectations, guys.
Yeah. And if you don't have a clear vision for the future of your relationship, we're telling you that it's not a healthy place to be in, diba? Because sooner or later, you have to deal with the reality that relationship or people in relationships, they need to be together. They need to be together. Okay? So, yan yung tatlong tip kung paano mo ma-honor at magiging healthy yung isang LDR relationship. And we're not saying LDR relationships are bad. We're saying it needs extra work. And if you look at it in a way that a positive way, no, LDR setup is an opportunity to show how serious you are really with another person. So it has things that you have to watch out, and it has things that you can make as an opportunity para mapatunayan mo talaga na mahal mo yung isang tao. Okay? Do you want to add something, Denmark?
I'm good.
Alright,
ganda na naman na pag-usapan natin. Solid na yan.
Oo nga eh. Yeah. So, guys, no? Sige, Bethel.
To add to your point na relationships are already not for the weak, right? But LDR.
Right.
Para sa matatapang ito.
Yeah.
ang daming uncertainty pagdating dyan. Madami talaga. So, tama din, no, kanina. Hindi mo talaga alam. Surprise! This is what's in store. Akala mo lang ganito. No?
So, correct.
Tama. So, katapang at tao.
Right. So, guys, kung nasa LDR relationship ka, we hope that you learned something from this episode. Yeah. And dun sa listener na nag-send ng question na to, maraming salamat dahil sa pamamagitan ng story mo, marami ring tao ang mabibigyan ng advice in this episode. And we really appreciate you and those of you who send messages to us in this episode. And in this podcast, sa Grow Deep Podcast, pag na-realize mo na kailangan mo ng kausap, huwag kang mag-hesitate na mag-message sa amin sa Facebook or sa Instagram. Para nang sa ganun ay we can connect you with someone who can listen to you. We know na marami kang natutunan sa episode na to. So see you in the next one. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook and sa Instagram. It's growdeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.